We Are More Than the Podcast. What's the last one,
though? When the person kicked in my door?
Yes, it was.
No. That wasn't your fault.
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't yours completely.
I was just saying.
But it was yours.
The one before that wasn't my fault.
No, the one before that was definitely not your fault. Well, I take that back.
That's why I say I could take that.
The one before that was your fault initially.
Yeah, but I'm saying
you did the bullshit that you shouldn't have done.
I'm the type of person, I'm at that age
now. I thought that one really was going to last because the way she was looking at him and the way he was looking at her.
I thought it was going to last because she reminded me a lot of his mom.
And she cooked. She and he, you know, I don't know if you know, but he color struck. People who he light skin is the, you know, best skin for him. You know, right.
You know what's crazy is my son is the opposite.
Good.
He like white girls, don't he?
No, dark skin.
Oh, last he time love I checked, him he, a dark had, skin he had a white girl though.
Well, he get because he go to a predominantly white school.
Oh, that's what it is.
But I'm thinking about the girl. His uncle's son.
The girl he talking to now is they.
I don't like Spartanburg. It's too many N words there.
Oh, Spartanburg ain't nothing but N words.
What? I'm about to. He about to go back to Burns.
Oh, you gonna drive him to Burns every day?
Nah.
He about to have a car.
Yeah, he about.
I'm about to say he about to be driving. What you getting him?
The Honda Pilot that's out there.
You should have saw French.
The one that everybody been driving, the family car.
Yeah, might as well start them all small.
Yeah. That's not small. The Honda Pilot ain't little.
Yeah, but.
No, I mean, so, like, you know, I'm brand new.
I'm going to buy them something after you graduate. That's why I'm going to get every one of my boys a nice car. Mm-hmm. That's their parting gift. Don't ask them nothing else from me.
Who white car that is out there now?
White car, that's D. That's the one I bought him at graduation. No, his girl came pick him up.
Oh, I'm not sure. Okay.
I ran into his room about to do something.
I bet you don't want none. Look out. You know you're messing with the wrong ones. Now watch out. Keep talking, I'ma give you some. Just keep running and running and running.
I like to do stuff. I go in my kids' rooms butt naked all the time.
And terrorizing.
Yeah. 121, his name Deontay. Tyler is a 14-year-old. And I just let my meat hang. Just let him know.
Hey, yo.
And I tell him I be piping your mama.
Wait, yo, come on.
Now, we married.
Now that is a conversation that I've been having lately.
I love to tell my
when
kids.
When they start talking spicy or whatever, or they start talking like they want some attention. I'm like, yo, I give your mama attention all the time.
Come on, man.
And they be looking at me like, yo.
I don't know how I probably wouldn't talk that way if I had girls.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know how I would feel somebody looking at me like, yeah.
I be grabbing their mama up. Yeah, I be. And she'd say it now. She'd be like, yeah, I'm about to go get your daddy the business. They be like, ma, I want. Look,
but it's double pain for them. Because I ain't their daddy.
But they done hurt. They done hurt me and my wife. Even my sister hurt me and my wife.
Yeah, I'm sure they
I be getting it too. On.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm 40, but I still be doing it.
Yeah, I just hit my prime.
Hold up.
I don't know. It ain't my prime. I
threw my back out.
Dang. I got Amazon Prime,
too. Oh, yeah, you did.
Hold on.
He did. He ain't lying. He literally had to go to the doctor because he threw his back out.
So let's stop right there. Let's stop right there real quick. He said he hit his prime and threw his back out.
Can't.
If you're throwing your back out, that's not your prime, bro.
What's my prime?
No.
When I was 20, I was like a miss.
Oh.
my wife used to pick up extra shifts to get away from me.
The sound bite there is going to be underlay.
When I was 20, I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, nah, man.
I was just in there hunching.
I did.
Actually, my wife is my first.
Really?
Really?
Swear to God.
How old are you?
I was 16.
Yeah, that about right age. 16
or 17. Not for you, it's not.
That was so happy.
No. You were not, OJ.
You were probably 14, 13.
You were definitely 14.
You've been hunching for a long time.
Eighth grade going to ninth.
We talked about this.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, see, we all been friends since for 13 years, but we've been friends sixth grade, B.
Sixth grade, B. That's 20-something years.
I know where the bodies are buried.
Come on, man. Come on, man. We're not going to talk about OJ all day. Let's go and move on now. OJ done turned a new leaf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just want to get stamps in my passport.
Yeah. I dig that.
I got my global entry yesterday.
Oh, it finally came through?
Are you? Is the thing still going good? Are you thinking about taking old girl to Mexico?
I plead the fifth.
Oh. Hey, check this out.
You know how many times I done got in trouble about this damn podcast? That's why I stay away from it.
Hold on. You got in trouble about this podcast? Check this out. Of the last three women who dated you, how many of them know that you do a podcast?
None.
See? So.
You smart.
Because the last one that did, I got in pure trouble because of this nigga.
How you in trouble because of me?
Because you bring other people on. It's like, oh, how your church doing? You know, oh, tell me about your business. Tell me about this. You get me on here and, you know, I'm the nigga friend.
Because
so it's like, yeah, what's going on with the rap beef? Yeah, where the bitches at? Like, damn, you don't talk to nobody else like this, then I get in trouble.
That's not true. I've had these conversations with other folks. Jackson and I had a real conversation on the pod.
Come on, man.
We did.
And he
did.
Married, though?
Yeah, he's married.
So you...
Tito. Shout out to Tito.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
Shout out to Jackson. Good lawyer.
Hey, real quick.
Excellent judge, too.
What y'all boys think about Kendrick Lamar and Drake?
I think light skin. 1-0. You know, I ain't a Kendrick fan.
So he ain't even responding.
I swear to God, I put on Kendrick today, his last album. I only got to 2 songs and I switched to J. Cole.
You truly think J. Cole is a better artist?
He likes J. Cole.
I like J. Cole
and
better.
Because he has a bias, he's not going to give Kendrick a true ear.
No, I'm going to listen. I am. I'm going to really try.
I can't listen to J. Cole. J. Cole remind me of somebody who depressed.
I don't think so. Maybe it's all preference, right?
So yeah, I just don't like J. Cole.
He got a song.
Even down to his hair.
Damn. Yeah. Dang. I will tell you, though, he be talking that talk. Like, even though I listen to secular music, I have to listen to music that has something. It has to.
Which is why I'm shocked you can't listen to Kendrick Lamar.
It just don't grab me.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I mean, I can't get mad. That's how I feel about J. Cole.
It just don't grab
me. See, and I like them both. So
you listen to J. Cole. You can listen to a whole J. Cole album.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, as soon as I turn it on, skip.
Did you listen to K.O.D.?
K.O.D. what now?
Classic.
Nah, not a classic.
Classic. You crazy.
K.O.D. is not a classic.
As soon as I hear his voice, skip.
You like Big Crit?
Skip.
Yeah, now he's skipping Big Crit. So this is what happened.
He ain't grow. He sound the same as he did 10 years ago.
Yeah, so Big Crit has a lot of the same 2012 stuff that he was doing.
Beats and all.
In 2012.
Yeah.
So I understand. I understand that about his dislike for Crit.
And then now I'm listening to people don't listen to. I listen to like Larry June.
Larry June is tough.
You know what I'm saying? I listen to him a lot. I listen to a lot of R&B now.
You know, I listen to Maverick City a lot.
I don't like them.
Maverick City?
Nah, I like Kenton Spirituals.
Okay, we not going to do this.
What's wrong with it?
I can't.
You know something you said that bothered me, and every time I listen to them, I'm like, Durn, you right. You said quartet gospel
is the blues. Ain't nothing but gospel.
And when blues. I listen to it, I'm like, boy, the stories they be telling in their songs is the blues. But I love it, though.
I can't stand it.
You know why? You know why I listen to it? And it's going to sound crazy.
Your grandma or your grandpa?
That too, but gospel from that time feels authentic to me.
Yeah, somebody it can feel sing, like, but they can do all the runs, but you don't feel no spirit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That kind of music, to me, felt like they really believed in God. Like, they was really singing for the right reasons. Now, it feel like people want to be famous. I don't feel nothing. Mm-mm. So, I'm like, that's just me, though.
You can have a person that can't sing as well, but you can feel it.
Yeah, and that's how I feel with quartet music.
So, true story. To your point, I was, you know, I was on the choir at... Relentless and Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that always bothered me was that their leaders, the praise leaders, it was more of a, I'm only going to sing and show out when the crowd was big.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was the 8 o'clock service, it's like they were going through the motion.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was the 10 o'clock or the 11 o'clock service, they were all into it. And I'm like, that bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things that kind of, yo, I need to stop because I needed to get out of my mind and focus back on the messages of the song and just the word of God, because that bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, oh, you're showing off for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not showing off for.
I think it really depends on like your real life. Like when y'all say a real Christian, the only thing about me is God won't let me go. I'm not different from anybody else. I think when you really have had experiences, you'll sing from a different place. You'll honor him when you feel like he has really taken care of you. It's selfish, but that's the only way you're going to really do that. You can sing and sing. I've been in church at times and Pastor Rob kept singing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I walked up to him. This might sound really bad, and it is. I said, Pastor Rob, we need to pray because you keep saying Jesus, and I want to slap your face.
Hold up.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
For real. I'm dead serious. I really did. And when I prayed, whatever was inside of me went away.
Mm-hmm.
So I think,
and to your point, that's what I had to do. Like I had to sit me down.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it wasn't that I stopped and stepped away from it. I had to sit me down because I knew at that moment I was looking at the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, because I was looking at it like, yo, you're supposed to be ushering in the spirit, this, that, and the third, but you're just kind of like, I'm going to go through the motions, you know.
The best thing about Christianity, I'm talking about, I've been walking this thing for a second, but the best thing is that he saves you. It ain't you, and you ain't got to be anybody but yourself. You just be honest with him. Like, why are you lying to him? I remember we was praying one time at Brown Mackey, and I said, God, it was me. I don't know if y'all was there, but we was literally holding hands, and they asked me to lead prayer. I prayed, and I said, God, help me not to watch ESPN and all that stuff before I even talked to you. And then Sherry hit me. Boom. She's like, you're not supposed to say that. I said, well, who are you lying to?
Yeah, like, how you going to tell me what I need to pray about?
But she, when I said that, she realized, like, yo, like, I can see something, like, no, that's not, you're just saying the right things. You're not really telling him what you really need. And a lot of times, I don't want to do the right thing. It's been times that I want to cheat on my wife, and she know it.
Yo,
and I ask God, take that out of me.
Who wants to do the right thing, though?
It's hard. That's why you can't do it yourself. It literally has to change you. Yeah. That's what salvation is. Like, okay, I could pretend like, oh, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. Or I can say, hey, I got real problems here. And that's what is missing in church. Like, we all put on our best front. Put on your best clothes, put on best everything. Nothing wrong with dressing. But the problem is, a lady used to always say this when I've been raised in church. So she used to say, be what you are, live the life. God knows your heart. You can't get by. He's coming back to judge the world. Be what you are and live life. What she's essentially saying, if you're going to be holy, be holy. If you're going to be evil, be evil. God even says that. He said, I want you hot or cold.
Don't be lukewarm.
Yeah. And a lot of times, I feel like I'm lukewarm. And it's amazing because people will say, well, Frank, man, I know you honest and I know you walk with God. It's like, God walked with me. If I'm trying to run off, he grabbed me, put me back in line. But it's been so many situations in my life, regardless of reading the Bible or not, that he showed up in my real life. Whether I have a question or whatever, he'll talk to me. I don't talk to him the way I should. Like, but that comes from love. It's like when you first, everybody and I had like a girl you first start talking to and think about her all throughout the day. First thing. If I can do that for a female, I can do that with you, but I cannot make myself love you. I can't.
True.
So you're going to have to put that love in me. I can recognize, oh, I got problems. And I can either pretend like I don't have problems or just tell God the truth. And right. That's how real relationship, just like we were just talking about. Right? Hey, look at the mirror. Do you got a person that can tell you the truth? And are you able to reason? The Bible says if you correct the fool, he'll hate you. But if you correct the wise man, he'll love
you. He'll love you, yeah.
So you got to know who a fool. They'll show you. They'll show you.
Yeah. But yeah, and like you said, it does come to relationship. So the people who tell me what I can and can't pray for, who I can and can't pray for,
mm-hmm.
or how I can and can't pray,
mm-hmm.
that's because they're trying to dictate what my message is or what my conversation is with the person that I have a relationship with. And 9 times out of 10, hey, that's the wrong approach, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the person that already knows everything I'm going to say to them anyway, I ain't doing nothing but asking for it. It's about time you called on me. I knew you was in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am. Sound still delivered.
And that's the thing, though. Like, for a long time in my life, I've been realized I've been trying to do good things and be a good boy to no avail because I'm not a good boy. So I need you to change me. If you're not really changed, then you're lying to yourself. And you're not lying to God. You're lying to yourself. But that's what sin do. It block you from seeing what's wrong with you. I'm telling you, I'm in church, and he's literally singing about Jesus. And I'm upset, for real. Like, for real. So instead, like, I don't know anybody else that's that honest, because my name is Frank. And I walked up and I told him, and best thing about it, he didn't get mad at me. He didn't rebuke me. He just prayed with me. And whatever that was, it left.
That's relationship, bro.
Before my daddy died, he was sniffing cocaine. Pastor Rob told him, he said, listen, if Anthony, if you can't stop sniffing, bring the cocaine in the church.
God, dog.
And I'm not lying. He really did. My daddy would sniff a line and come back up. I am not lying. He's not encouraging you to, but it says come as you are.
Yeah. Or almost like our parents used to do us. Hey, your little friends, they can come over here and hang out here at the house. Mm-hmm. Because at least if they here, I know where you at.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, so.
I've been in churches, though. If it was a man that was drunk, came into church, they got him out of there. I understand, but what would Jesus do? Would he kick out a person that has a problem? Or would he tell them to come?
No, yeah, he definitely tell them to come on in.
My dad made people who came in, strung out and stuff, come closer.
That's where you get your help from.
Yeah.
There's a Spanish lady in our church, can't speak a lick of English at all. Mm. And we prayed about, like, it might be like a month ago, and she just started crying. And then they interpreted what she said. She said, I know the Spirit of God is here. Mm. She started crying. Then I seen another lady, and she started fake crying. I was like, stop fake crying.
Did he just say interpretated?
Did I say that?
He said they interpreted.
The Spanish. They did. Because it's a lady that's been, it's her grandma. She. I said, what did she say?
Right, because I love you. The word is interpreted.
Bravo! Oh. Come on, man. You knew what I was saying.
I knew what you were saying.
Don't be that guy, Kelvin.
But that's why I said
it. I was
that's
good why, until he said it twice.
But like, that's why they love him.
Oh, talk about
white people. White people love Kelvin. I mean, come on,
man. Oh, my God.
Germans.
Listen, white people like me, too. I've said this many times. If we all got arrested, I'm the last one getting shot.
Damn.
Probably.
Yeah. OJ, you too big, you I'm too sorry. Black, you gonna get shot.
Probably.
Kelvin, you too big.
Yeah.
And even though you speak good, you bigger, so they gonna shoot you first.
Yeah, I'm a threat. Yep.
Because I'm only 5'4", 145.
I be chilling, telling people, please leave me alone. I just want to get to the house.
Yeah, OJ really about that action.
Nah, not no more. I just want to go home and watch White Collar, bro.
Hold on, you not about the action no more? What you got besides your bed?
Your gun.
My gun. That's just in case somebody kicked the door in. I ain't no fool.
I mean, he's still about that action, though.
I ain't looking for no trouble.
Remember, you got your gun in your car? Brian Mackey and that person tried to steal his car.
Yeah. And we went walking all through the parking lot looking for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, OJ, don't spy nobody up today.
And OJ, he actually looked at me when he thought he saw the guy. He was like, hey, just going back in the building, bro. Yeah. And I'm like, no.
Ain't no need for both of us to go to jail. Back then, boy, I'd have went to jail by mine.
Yeah. In certain situations, you gotta. If you cross that line, you got to show.
Yeah, as a man. I can't be violated, man. There's certain things I ain't gonna let you do.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But
somebody tried to rob my house, and I went walking around with a golf club.
Yeah, I got a new gun on the way. I'm waiting on it to get delivered.
I was knocking on.
You getting the A12?
I can't remember the name of it. I got to show it to you.
Is it the shotgun with the clip?
Yeah, I mean it's a shotgun, but it ain't got no clip.
Okay.
I heard of the hog nuts on it.
The what?
6 Day War. Y'all ain't never heard of that? It's when somebody tried to invade Israel, and they had all the advanced military, you know, guns and all that stuff. Israel was just now becoming a nation in 1948. I don't know what year. I think it was 1967. They don't teach it in any military schools because they said there's no strategy against God. People had guns, tanks, and stuff like that. Israel didn't have it, and they won the war. People was shooting, and their bullets was coming out, hitting the ground, and they start running. Swear to God,
I ain't never heard of that before.
Gotta check it out.
6 Day War.
6 Day War. You have to look
Six Day
up.
War.
Yeah, fast.
In Israel.
And they don't teach it in military school because you're supposed to teach strategy.
And they don't teach prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So they're supposed to be teaching strategy.
You know that the Russian leader, whatever he is, he's telling black people that they come from Russia because apparently he found like that Jesus was really like. Black,
but yeah, they opened up the church.
It's Africa.
Oh yeah, and they saw the
yeah. He's from. It wasn't the Middle East
at that time, they just, they put a canal. He's obviously a black man.
Yeah, but, you know, people, don't nobody want to know the truth. So this is what they say.
And he probably had locks.
Yeah, what they say.
He's a Nazarene.
And.
Can't cut your hair.
Yeah, tribe of Judah.
And then where did Jesus go? Egypt to hide out.
Yep.
Other black folks.
Yeah.
So.
Jesus also said a lot of vague things. Like, I go soon to a place. And they're like, where you going? You don't know about it, but I'll be back soon. Very soon.
Yeah.
Very vague. Black man.
Bravo!
I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I talk.
He said.
I'll be back.
Hey, where you going? To a place.
Yeah.
I see y'all in a little bit.
Yeah, but that's what he do.
Yeah.
He may not come when you want him.
But he always on time.
Uh-huh. Black man.
Yeah. You okay there, fella?
I had to try to stand up without hitting the table.
Okay.
He got
very good there, Mr. Phillips.
You got a boo-boo?
Oh, you got pollen.
Yeah, pollen. Being
is that
real.
What it is?
Pollen being real.
Yeah. I don't have allergies. That's how. That's also how I know that he's not in his prime. In his prime, he could do a lot of things that he can't do right now.
He's not in his prime.
He's just a better sniper right now. Like, LeBron is past his prime. However, he's learned how to play the game differently.
LeBron might be the GOAT.
You know, that's a conversation Mike. I want to save for when O comes back out.
Yeah, I think Mike still probably got him, though.
And I even said that Michael Jordan's the GOAT, right? I finally came to an agreement that he's the GOAT. However, it's not that I believe it. I believe that LeBron has done more with less. And LeBron has been asked to do more than score buckets.
Yeah. They got a totally different game, though.
Very totally different game. Absolutely. But I what
anybody
I appreciated.
Who watched Mike was an absolute dog, though.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that was the, I think that's the difference between the two.
Michael
is the killer instinct is the difference between the two.
Who y'all talking about?
Mike and versus LeBron.
You were talking about why you ain't in your prime.
Yeah, we did talk about why you weren't in your prime.
I'm in my prime, boy.
You're not, OJ. There are things that you can no longer do.
But you know, as men get older,
like go six rounds.
Oh, I ain't going.
I wasn't going six rounds when I was 20.
You was going at least two or three.
No, I wasn't.
Really?
For what?
You were going for hours, though.
Yeah, I do that now.
Stop the cow.
You got the pancake.
Man, that girl made the song about me.
Oh, you talking about?
I'm talking about hours and hours.
I bet you don't wanna. You know you're messing with the wrong ones. Now watch out.